time for the High School Report, covering all the local sports action in the community on Aggie Nation, powered by the Eagle.
Okay, welcome back to Aggie Nation, powered by the Eagle. This is Robert Sesta. I'm now joined by Larry Bowen. It is time for our Kelly Burt Dozier High School Report. Kelly Burt Dozier, your number one excavating contractor. Call Kelly Burt Dozier at 778-1902. He's proudly supporting the youth of our community. And I want to do another plug. We still have two sets of two tickets to the rodeo tonight or tomorrow night. You have to pick them up at the Eagle by 5. If you want to, you can text us at 229-1939, and you can have those tickets, 229-1939. And right now, Larry is going to do a little volleyball with former College Station High Coach Stephanie Cohn.
Yeah, and see, so as December goes along and we're trying to fill a little airtime, remind me to tell you my Brian Breakfast Lions Club rodeo story, because I've got a good one. And you'll love it because it's a parenting thing. But our guest today is, I don't know if it's philosophical week for me or touchy-feely week or what it is, but on Monday we had Harry Francis, and he came on the show, and we talked about Father's Day and about coaches, fathers, and their kids and stuff like that. And today I want to talk a little bit about emotions and feelings and stuff, and coaching as well. We're going to talk with Stephanie Cohn. Stephanie recently resigned her position as the head volleyball coach at College Station High School because she wants to concentrate on going into administration. There's a lot of things I want to talk to her about concerning that. Stephanie, thanks for being with us.
No, you're welcome. Thanks for having me.
But before we talk about you making the move to administration, Stephanie, I'd like to talk about the 3 years that you had at College Station High School. You had a lot of success, made the playoffs that first year, and might have been, I can't remember, Stephanie, because I get mixed up on things, but I don't know how the calendar fell with cross country and those kind of things. You guys, your girls might have been the first College Station team ever to make the UIL playoffs as a team. But then the second year, when you started with freshmen and sophomores, the second year when you had freshmen, sophomores, and juniors made the state tournament, and then also had another good year this last year with your first senior class and made the playoffs in 5A. When you look back, Stephanie, I mean, you had a pretty special opportunity to start a program from scratch, and obviously it wasn't just you, it was everybody that came to the new school. But as you look back on those 3 years, I'm just guessing, I'd have to think you have a lot of pride, but man, I bet it wasn't easy at times.
Oh, it's definitely not easy. Anytime you're dealing with teenagers, you know, there's all kinds of variables that come into play. But I loved my time at College Station High School and the people that I worked with and worked for, and then the students and the athletes that I had. They were great. And when I look back on it, I can honestly say 99% of my memories are positive, happy ones.
I think it's interesting, Stephanie, and you know, we'll do full disclosure on the show here. We're friends beyond just working together. I've known you and your family for a while, and think a lot of you and your family. But I think it's interesting that when the school opened, just because you moved over from having been an assistant for Cedrice McMillan at A&M Consolidated, you had head coaching experience, but we weren't real familiar with it here. Then you go look at the other sports, and you know, they bring in Scott Holder. You know, Megan Simank had gone to state with Snook. J.D. Sullivan had a lot of success in basketball. All these people had huge amount of success. And I remember talking to you, and you had confidence in your abilities, but at the time you came in, I think you were probably under the gun a little bit, because I don't know if people really knew what you were capable of doing, and you guys started out with pretty high goals and expectations from the beginning with the new school.
We did. That first group of students that were freshmen and sophomores when we started, they, you know, we sat down the previous spring, and we talked, and they decided that they wanted to go big and they wanted to win, and they were going to put it all out there, and they were willing to put in the work. And so we made a game plan starting in May before school opened, and they worked hard through the summer, and you know, they just got after it. It was truly a blessing to be with those girls.
And you were able to build the program the way you wanted. You played at a very high level. You played an enjoyable style, one that was successful. You do all that, and then you've built this program. This is your program that you've put together. Have a bunch of kids coming back next year. You finally had your first senior class, but I think most people would agree when I look at some of those names that pop into my mind, Cassidy McCabe, Shelby Sumlin, there's a bunch of them. I mean, this team has a chance to be pretty good in the fall as well. I want you to talk about, I find your decision to leave coaching and to go into administration really interesting. For those who don't know, you're going to take a job at an elementary school in Willis and kind of do a mentor training / shadowing type thing. But you're making this move because you want to be an elementary school principal, right?
Yes.
Now tell the listeners about that, Stephanie, because that's and it's not unusual. I mean, most of the coaches that we have, with the rare exceptions of maybe somebody like Ross Rogers or David Raphael or Steve Huff, most of those coaches, even the head coaches, they teach classes. But for you to leave the profession and to want to go strictly into administration, I just thought that was really interesting, because this is not like somebody who was struggling or was down on their luck and just figured, you know, coaching is no good for me. I mean, you were doing well at it, and you decided to make a pretty big career alteration in the course. Can you talk about that? It couldn't have been an easy choice to make, because you had been doing well with your coaching.
It was definitely not an easy decision. There was there were a lot of discussions and a lot of prayers put into it. I love coaching, and I love volleyball, and I love teaching. And when I got to the end of the season, you know, about Christmas, I went home for a while back in Conroe, and I just sat and I thought, and something was missing. Something wasn't, you know, it wasn't everything I expected it to be. We've had three great years, and I still felt like I needed something different. And so I started looking into, I just finished my master's the previous spring semester, and I started looking into opportunities with that. And I came across this job in Willis, and I met with the principal there. And, I mean, within 2 weeks, everything happened. I was offered a job, my house sold. And here I'm back in Conroe.
Everything kind of fell into place. Now, yeah. I got to admit, I know your parents. I see them at the matches and all those things. And I know that your dad coached, because we covered him when he was the head coach over at Somerville. Mm-hmm. I don't know if your mom has a background in education as well, but certainly your dad, being an AD and a coach, saw the administrative side of it. What did your folks think about that? I think they always enjoyed coming to watch your games.
Yeah.
They can't come watch you be a principal in elementary school.
Yeah, well, my mom's a kindergarten teacher.
Okay.
She definitely has education background. I sat down and talked to my dad a lot, and I talked to my mom. My mom, I think, is in more disbelief than anyone. But they support my decisions, and they've known for a long time, you know, that I wanted to go and become a principal at some point. And so I don't think anyone expected it this year. And I'm not a principal. That's just where I'm headed. But
right. It's
just, you know, when I sat down and I prayed and I looked over things and I looked at the things we had done in the past 3 years and where I wanted to be, I needed a change. And I told the girls when I told them that I was leaving, as I was packing up some stuff in my garage, I found a list of 100 things I wanted to do. And one of them was play in the state tournament. And I thought, I've done that. You know, like, they allowed me that opportunity to do that because they worked so hard. And at that point, that's when I, like, had peace with my decision. It's time to do something different.
We're talking with Stephanie Cohn, recently resigned after 3 years as the volleyball coach at College Station High School. She started that program, made it into a very powerful program, 3 straight years in the playoffs, state tournament, her second year, and part of what I thought was the best district in the state this past fall. Stephanie, I want to ask you a little bit. I'm not going to put you on the spot too much to make any predictions or make anybody mad. But the landscape of the local volleyball scene has changed immensely since last season. And I talked about the success of 18-5A. It was just amazing. A&M consolidated, went to state. Rutter made the regional finals, which as far as it could go. Your team went as far as it could go until it ran into an 18-5A team. For a district that had incredible success, so much change. Three of the four coaches for the local schools are new, and Jackie Pence at Rutter is the only one back. Kristen Grimes, a former setter for the Aggie volleyball team, was recently hired to take your place at College Station. Mm-hmm. And then Jennifer Kazmersky, another former A&M player who had been at Consol, came back to Consol. So there's new people. We have new people in three of the four spots, but they're programs that are well established for success. They had good runs last year. I'm wondering, you know, without, like I said, I don't want you to make too many people mad, but what do you think? It's going to be a wild season, isn't it? Because there's the seeds are planted. There's a lot of their stuff there from the success that these programs have had, and there's some kids coming back that are good players. But man, there's so much unknown with all this the changes at the top.
Well, you know, Huntsville's had some changes too, and they, you know, they won our district last year, so I think they'll be strong this coming year. Rutter is bringing back a whole bunch of players that made a big impact on their team, so I think they'll be strong. Consol has a terrific coach, and they have some really good players to build on. But I predict College Station will win this year. They have, you know, Cassie McCabe, Mary Pettibon, Brady Gillum, Bailey Bennett, Shelby Sumlin. There's a whole Lydia Wagner coming back. Everyone is coming back, and they've got the determination to take themselves back to state. They were not happy with where we ended the season.
What will you do, Stephanie? We got just a couple of minutes as we finish up here. These kids, you spent so much time. A lot of the kids that you just mentioned that are going into your senior year, I mean, you had them since they were freshmen, and this will be your team, but it's been handed on to someone else. Someone else has taken the torch, but you carried that torch. What will it be like in the fall? It's not that far of a drive back over from the Conroe-Willis area. And then, obviously, you know, College Station will be playing over that direction as well. But I would imagine you're going to keep up with the Lady Cougars. And I'm just going out on a limb here and saying if they make the state tournament, I would imagine you might be there if we need a guest analyst for the radio show or something like that.
I told the girls when I left that when they make it to the state tournament, I will be there in the bleachers, probably crying because I'm a crier, but cheering them on. I cannot say how proud I am of that group of girls.
Stephanie, we appreciate the time. That's Stephanie Cohn. She is moving into administration full-time after coaching the Lady Cougars volleyball team for the last 3 years. A nice young lady, a friend of the program and of the sports staff, has done a lot for those girls at College Station. I know that the youngsters over in Willis will be lucky as she moves into their district and works her way towards becoming an elementary school principal. Stephanie, thanks for the time. We wish you the best. And I just have a feeling we'll probably see you at the gym before all said and done.
I'm sure you will. Thank you.
Okay.
Okay, Larry, appreciate that. That was Larry Bowen. And Larry, somebody give a shout-out to Larry on here. Big ups to Long Beach Larry. Wow, okay. So, Larry getting some kudos. So, Larry, appreciate you taking time to talk to Stephanie to wind up our final high school report of the weekend. That was your Kelly Burt Dozier High School Report. Kelly Burt Dozier, your number one excavating contractor. You can give Kelly Bird Dozer a call at 778-1902. He's proudly supporting the youth of our community. And I want to remind everyone, we just gave away a couple more tickets to the rodeo to Colleen. She's coming in to pick them up. So we still have one set of tickets left. If you want to go to the rodeo tonight or tomorrow, you have to pick them up by 5 today. Give me a text at 229-1939, 229-1939, and you can get those last two tickets. We have some updated news. The U.S. Senior Open Golf Tournament is going on in Sacramento, and Jeff Maggard is now moved into the lead with Peter Fowler. They're both at 5 under.
Maggard shot 5 under today.
Maggard shot 65 today. Fowler shot 66. Michael Allen also just joined them. He just finished. So three guys at -5, one shot up on Colin Montgomery. Tom Watson hasn't teed off yet. He was the first round leader.
Maggard started on the backside and bogeyed two holes in a row, I think his third and fourth holes of the day, to go 2 over. So he was 7 under the rest of the way, had 5 straight birdies, and then finished with the birdie to get a share of the lead. And the guys on Fox were talking about he's always a good U.S. Open player. But he ought to do pretty good in the heat at Sacramento. A Texas guy always ought to be good in the heat, right?
Yes. And now Brad Lardon, local golfer, general manager out at the A&M golf course, he has just birdied his first hole of the day. He birdied number 5. He is now 2 over, which is 7 back, but he is moved up from tied from 75th to tied to 51st by just making that one birdie. He's at +2. He's got 13 more holes to go. Someone else just texted in. Now, if you want tickets to the rodeo, text me your name, your full name, if you want tickets to the rodeo. It can be used tonight or tomorrow. Text me at 229-1939. Don't just text me a word. Text me your name so I can know who will win them. And up next here on Aggie Nation, we're going to close the week with the headlines, of course.